Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Jeffcoat. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Hal Jeffcoat. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Casey Wise. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Edwin Sniak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Kizer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Kizer. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. Post moves to third. It's 1-0, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wisniak fields the ball and throws to second. Wise drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Wise. Post scores. Robinson moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Reds. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan strikes out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Speak moves to second. Edwin Sniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsniak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeff Coat fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Post hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground. Robinson is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeff Coat fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wise is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Winsniak fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Walls reaches second base with a double. Banks moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Reds, 3, Cubs, 3. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speak for the out. One out. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bulger hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Winsniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsniak is 0-for-1 in the game. Winsniak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan strikes out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple bunts between the mound and first base. Littlefield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Temple for the out. Jeffcoat moves to second. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Post hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Littlefield hits a line drive into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wise hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wise moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wise scores. Banks moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Morin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple catches it and throws to first to double up Walls. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walls. Crow reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Edwin Sniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsniak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Winsniak hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Neiman reaches third base with a triple. Art Fowler now pitching. Elmer Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Art Fowler. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Post hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Reds, 5, Cubs, 5. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Raul Sanchez now pitching. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 5. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wise settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 6-5, Reds. Turk Lown now pitching. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to third. Hoke moves to second. Two outs. Raul Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Gramas now playing shortstop. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gramas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sanchez, and towards Temple, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Edwin Sniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisniak is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wisniak takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 5. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wisniak fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walls. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a pop-up towards third. Wisniak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenant now playing left field. Bobby Del Greco pinch hits for Turk Lown. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco strikes out. One out. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Wise is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Wisenhunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.